You said that I'd be conducting the interview when I walked in here. Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Welcome to Hard Times. Back again. Something, something. Da, 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 da. That's a Christian band called POD. Payable on Death, in case you didn't know that.
I mean, I knew they were a Christian band, but I didn't know
what it stood for.
That was the name.
Payable on Death, POD. What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, we still don't have Rhodey or Chris or Jay or Michael or anybody.
That's okay. I'm good enough to replace all of them.
That's actually true. It's actually 100% true.
Come at me, bro.
What are you going to do about it? Not a damn thing. Because you have been replaced. Uh-oh. Speaking of which,
what?
Jay's posting to the Facebook group right now. We've all been sharing our enjoyment of our riches that Donald Trump has sent us.
Oh, yeah.
He made a joke about somebody that doesn't have a job. Anyways, Yeah, we got our government check sort of, right? It's in limbo.
Yeah, it was pending this morning, and then I went to check the bank app, and it wouldn't load, so.
Yeah, Chase was down today. They probably got too much government money.
Thanks for telling everybody who we bank with.
Why does that matter?
So they're going to come steal our podcast money.
I'm not sure how just knowing the bank
would. They'll know, okay?
You calm down.
No.
Calm the freak down. Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's going to get into our bank account with just the knowledge of Chase. And I'm 90% sure I've said Chase before because I actually like it. I like to promote them. They're good to me.
Yeah, I do like that bank.
If they're good to me, they should be good to you. But a lot of people think they're big bank and they'll just screw you over.
Right. Well,
whatever. I'm good with it. I like it.
Anyway.
What do you mean anyway? We're still going on about this. You got another topic to talk about? Because all I wrote down today was bank.
No. I just read a funny meme.
Did you?
Yeah, it says, they say it will take a village to raise a child, but I swear it's going to take a vineyard to homeschool one.
That's funny.
Like wine, like a lot of wine.
Oh, no, I get it. I got it.
Literally,
sure.
All the wine.
I definitely got it. You don't.
I think I need help.
I've been saying this all night here.
I'm drowning in myself.
That literally goes along with what I just said.
Of course. I'm right there. I'm always backing you up. That's actually a Papa Roach song. And I actually don't like Papa Roach very much anymore.
Oh, I love Papa Roach.
You couldn't pick out a Papa Roach. You couldn't pick out a Papa Roach song if I played one right now.
I mean, I loved them when I was a teenager.
Yeah, what? Last Resort? Cut My Life.
That's
into
literally the
pieces.
Only name of the song I know.
Exactly. I mean, I once entered a contest for a Papa Roach music video.
I know.
And
back when you were a thug.
What?
What?
I was not a thug. That's when I had the emo stuff going on.
You thought you were. What?
No. That's when I had the sideways hair that was dyed blonde.
Oh.
I wore nothing but PacSun stuff.
You had an emo phase?
Not really.
Then a thug phase.
Didn't listen to emo stuff. I listened to As I Lay Dying and all that kind of stuff. I was trying to dress nice and appropriately. So that's what I was doing with that stuff.
Huh.
What do you mean, huh?
I don't really know how else to respond to that.
Yeah. But no, I did the music video contest and did not win.
Yeah, I do like that song, though.
Forever or the one that I just played?
The one you just played, Help, by Papa Roach.
I need help. I kept listening, but that gets stuck in my head and I listen to it all day. All right, I did not listen to it all day. What I did was put it on Linkin Park radio today. So it just,
ooh, I bet that was good.
Goes around playing all these bands like Papa Roach and play Disturbed, which made me want to kill myself. So had that going.
Gross.
For me. Yeah, I hate them. Hate them with a passion. Yeah. Not a lot's been going on, of course. Which
literally
still sticks.
Nothing.
But I did.
I turned 30.
Oh, yeah. You did have a birthday. We have not talked about that.
Yeah.
How was your birthday?
It was actually very good. You know, going into your 30th birthday kind of sucks anyways because you're just, you know, getting older or whatever. But then also being quarantined on your 30th birthday. I didn't really have high hopes for any of it, but it was a good day. I went and got Starbucks and walked around Target, and then all of my friends and a lot of family came over and dropped off cakes. I ended up with 3 different cakes, a bunch of different gifts. Our friends Jay and Missy nailed a huge sign in the yard that said honk for the quarantine 30th birthday or something like that. And
honk for the 30th birthday girl, quarantine girl.
Yeah. Jason helped coordinate all of it, and it was good. It was a big surprise, and it was nice spending time with family. And then we got to-go food and drinks. And
from OTB.
Yeah.
On the border, folks, if you don't know nice. Texas. That's Texas slang for on the border. OTB, got them margaritas to go.
Uh-huh.
2 strawberries. Strawberry and margarita. Margarita.
Okay.
Yep. Ooh, margarita. But it was good. Yeah, it was really good. All this to-go stuff, folks, it's where it's at. I'm afraid that a lot of people are going to get used to this to-go stuff and not want to go to restaurant. Like, they're going to go get the food, but they're not going
to
stay.
I literally could never go to a restaurant again.
Yeah.
Because the introvert part of me is like, why would I go in there and deal with all of that when I can just order what I want to go? I will say the food is better when you're there because it's warmer, obviously, but the whole drinks to go thing, I hope they don't end that after quarantine because it's the best thing ever. I think other states do it that way, but I could be wrong.
A lot of them do, correct. Me and Rody were talking about a long time ago, I know you could drink and drive in Alabama or somewhere, or the passenger could drink too.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing, but no, I don't know. It's a hard call because TABC has Texas by the balls, so.
It's the worst.
Yep. It's all about the politicians. They give money to the politicians. The politicians keep it.
I mean,
the way
maybe
they'll
see how much money they made off of being able to sell it to go.
They don't care. The TABC doesn't get cuts out of that. They don't care.
But the politicians buy them.
Mm,
isn't that what you just said?
No. TABC gives money to the politicians.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
So
I had it backwards.
That's the way you get a corporation, like we'll just say Tylenol, gives a politician $5 million and says, hey, get rid of Advil. So the politician runs, and then he's like, I don't take Advil. It's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, and that's why you have politicians that don't want to legalize weed, because tobacco backs those dudes up, or someone else backs them up, and they're like, I'm not going to legalize weed. Why? Or it can be private prisons, too, because the private prisons make a lot of money off the drug people that are in prison. I didn't know that a lot of prisons are private, but they are privately owned.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You and I could buy a prison and then make money off the products that we make them build and all that kind of stuff.
I feel like that was in a show we watched recently.
It's a whole crazy thing. It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. It's in Riverdale. That's what it was.
Riverdale. It was a private prison owned by people.
The like gangster dad. I don't even remember his name. He buys the prison that was not next door, but like close. Yeah,
here you go. A private prison or for-profit prison is a place where people are imprisoned by a third party that is contracted by a government agency.
That's so crazy.
Yes, it is. So they need those inmates or otherwise they can't make money.
Yeah.
So they got to keep you in there for your half a joint. Busted.
I feel like that's kind of a very corrupt system. Not even kind of. It's very corrupt. Because what's stopping the guards in the private prison from doing something to piss you off and then saying whatever, whatever, and now you don't get parole, so you end up staying here for longer and you never get out because they're just effing with you?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, like, how is that not a conflict of interest? Who even allowed that?
It absolutely is. You're right on all accounts.
I'm kind of baffled right now.
Nothing about this is okay. I think we're going to stick with this theme throughout the podcast. And I can't help you fix yourself. You're making me insane. All I can say is, tear my heart. God, and look at him, though. It was just like, ugh.
So cool.
Yeah. Scars, Papa Roach.
See, I do like Papa Roach. I know that song.
Of course you do. That's all the...
That song and the
right
next
here
one
is all
too.
The... My favorite Papa Roach album, Go Figure, is the first one called Infest. And it starts the very first song, literally the very first thing you hear is he goes, "My name's Colby Dick, Mr. Dick, if you're nasty." And now after that album, he changed his name to Jacoby Shaddix. So he is no longer Colby Dick, but he still has a song that says, "My name's Colby Dick," which just makes me laugh.
Why would you change your name from Colby to Jacoby?
Because you're a rock star. They do that.
I feel like Colby is a more rock star name than Jacoby.
No. None of them are rock star. I don't care what your name is. I found out yesterday that the lead singer of... Shoot. Dang, I know it too. But his name's M. Shadows. Like, literally, M. Shadows. It's like, what
like
is...
Like the letter M?
Yes. I'm like, what is this? Why did this even happen? Yeah, M. Shadows. Matthew Charles Shadows. Sanders. Matthew Charles Sanders was born... Is the American he's best known for being the singer of Avenged Sevenfold.
Huh.
Because at a very weird moment, I was listening to a Good Charlotte song on Linkin Park Radio. I was like, this is Good Charlotte. It was off of a new record. I didn't know they were still doing records, but I was like, this is Good Charlotte. I would know that guy's voice anywhere. And then all of a sudden, the Avenged Sevenfold guy came in. I was like, what?
They did a song together?
Yeah. I was like, what happened here?
Weird.
That didn't make sense, but it was pretty decent. I'm not even going to say who it was or say what the song title was, I guess. But it was a really good song. It's fine. And like, for those of you that don't know, I get to listen to music while I do my outside work, not podcast work. And I like to just put it on a radio station. And then when I get a band that I like, I add it to a playlist called Bands That I Like. And then I go to those bands and listen to just them for a day. I talk about the music, the way I do music on the podcast a lot.
Huh.
Maybe that's why people have stopped listening, because they're tired of listening to me talk about Limp Bizkit. That's not really happening. Just for the record, Caleb.
You talk about Limp Bizkit a lot?
No, I don't. That was a joke.
Oh. I mean, I like them.
It's hard to make those kind of jokes because you don't listen to this podcast.
No, I don't.
So you have no idea what we've been talking about for the last 6 years.
I listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
That's about it. Or Disney music.
What audiobook are you listening to?
It's a series called The Red Queen. I'm on almost the third book now. It's pretty good.
Hmm.
Supposedly they were in talks about making a movie about it.
They make movies out of every book.
It would be a good. I mean, there's like six books, I think. Five or six books. It's kind of like Hunger Games with the little factions that they have meets some movie that people have powers in. It's interesting. I mean, the people either have silver blood or red blood. They're called reds or silvers. The silvers have powers, and then turns out that there's this new breed that are called new bloods, and they have red and silver blood, and they have powers, even though the reds aren't supposed to have them, and they're like overthrowing the government, and it's good. I mean, I don't really remember how I found... I think Lisa sent it to me, actually. That's what I listen to.
That is very interesting.
Sound a little bit more interested.
No.
Less interested.
No, it sounds fine. I'd probably listen to it if I wanted to listen to that instead of... Like, I even stopped listening to all the crime podcasts and whatnot, which is how I knew about a lot about that prison stuff. But, no, I accomplished something this weekend. I beat Dune.
Oh, such a big accomplishment.
I saved the world. What did you do? Yeah, the whole world was like,
thanks,
Dune. The hell. Hell had taken over. There's no more demons because of this guy sitting in this chair.
Oh, okay.
Boom. Yeah, I did. I saved the world. Dune, 5 stars, 6 stars. If there was such a thing as 6 stars, go get it. PS4, Dune Eternal, and on Xbox and PC, it's on everything. So much fun. Love the game. It was great. But I did beat it. And I watched some weird stuff this week, too. I watched the worst thing ever. I think we brought up the NBA horse competition.
Did you watch it?
I watched 30 seconds of it. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. The webcam that I have in this office, the one that's on your computer, is better than what they were using.
That's awful.
Oh, it is.
These people are like millionaires. They should be able to afford better.
Oh, it is so, 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 so bad. Like, I'm going to play just some audio from this.
What's terrible so when you said horse competition. Oh, my God. For some reason, I pictured them, like, riding horses.
Yeah, that's because you don't obviously know anything about sports.
I don't watch any of this mess.
You should. This is audio. This is live broadcast audio on ESPN.
I got to throw my hands out first.
All right. They're talking through their headphones.
Okay, left hand to the right side.
Look how choppy. Oh, my God.
Float out the grass to the left.
You were supposed to watch this and enjoy it.
On the right side?
On the right side, outside of the lane.
Ugh. Ugh. That was aired on...
Why wouldn't they let the players watch each other?
That's what they were doing.
He was telling him where to go instead of that guy, like, watching the other guy do it.
You can't.
Why not?
You have to do both. They're watching him on a monitor and going and telling him where to go because you can't see relative distance. Like, from this angle, can you tell me how far that is? Because I can't. So he's having to say top right 15 feet out so they get the right distance. How else would you measure that?
It looks... You just kind of go to the same spot.
You can't do that. Courts are different. So Paul Pierce from the Celtics, you should remember him. He didn't even have a three-point line on his court.
Well,
they were all
wouldn't.
They were doing this from their home courts. See, that one's got 2 3-point lines. And then, yeah. Anyways.
I want a home court.
Well, I used to have one.
Not that I would use it, but.
Yeah, I used to have one.
Ugh. You remember that video camera that we used to have, that little handheld one that you could put underwater and record?
Yeah, I still have it.
That's what that sounded like to me. No. When you would record underwater and it's like that, like, distorted, terrible mess.
Yeah, they're all so bad. There's the Paul Pierce one. This is the one that I tried to watch.
That was my guy, man. I'm happy for him.
That dude's wearing the same earbuds that I wear, but...
All right, you ready? Let's see if I can. Oh, come on, Z.
Yeah, it's just... And then they did the... Ugh.
He made it, Paul. Wait.
But yeah, I'm like, I do not know what they were doing. Because ESPN has remote cameras where they can go on location. Yeah, and
so that guy's like in the grass.
I told you, he doesn't have a three-point line. That's not even... That's like a quarter of a basketball court. It's not a full court.
Yeah,
it's not even half court.
Where does he live?
Boston.
Why does he have a house like that?
Because he doesn't need a basketball court anymore.
No,
he's like 50.
I'm just talking about, like, the style of his house is like a very California, Arizona style house.
Maybe
not
he does live
in
California. I don't know. But he has a Boston Celtic logo on his little home court.
I mean, he's also wearing a jacket, so.
Yep, where it would be chilly.
Anyways, that was terrible.
Bad. The whole thing was just absolutely terrible.
What else did you watch this week?
The NASCAR stuff is kind of interesting. It's video game NASCAR. I didn't even know that Dale Earnhardt Jr. had retired. Well, I knew he retired. He retired from NASCAR like a couple years ago. And he's been doing a circuit on these video games and like winning money and winning. I'm like, what the hell? This professional NASCAR driver quit the real track and he works in the digital world and makes money and does well. I was like, that's freaking crazy.
I mean, if you can do it and make money off of it, but like, do you know much about the video game?
Yeah, I know everything about it.
So are they like, is it like a traditional video game with a controller or do they have like the steering wheel or
you do it however you want to?
I just don't. Why couldn't just a normal person go in and do that and make money off
of it? You can. There are people doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's plenty of people doing it. He's just that good. He's good enough to race with the best. Yeah, you didn't... That's how all video games work. It doesn't matter. Like, you can't... Like, Kobe Bryant couldn't just walk into an NBA place and they'd be like, oh, he's number one. Like, when you're doing basketball stuff, when you're doing video games, those kids beat everybody.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me that these kids that basically spend their lives doing that, and then this guy comes in that
used to race NASCAR.
It's interesting that the, I guess, for lack of a better word, strategies and talent that it takes to drive the cars transfers over to playing the game.
I wouldn't ever say those exact words to anybody because I promise you it doesn't.
I mean, then why is he good at both?
Just good at video games. There are people that do that.
I mean, he's an old man.
The rest of them aren't doing that. So, I don't know. But I know that if you were to tell a NASCAR driver that playing a video game is the same as that.
Ooh. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm saying that he probably was able to use the skills he learned driving.
No.
To do that.
I'm sure some of the basic principles would apply, but like so they put a bunch of the NASCAR guys in this thing because they're out of work right now. And one of them got hit by somebody and he rage quit on live TV. He said, "You, I quit." Another one said a bad, dirty word and he's in a lot of trouble.
I think it would be fun to rage quit something just one time in my life.
You've rage quit video games and you've rage quit board games before. Can't tell me you've never walked away from a board game with your friends or family.
Never.
Yeah, right.
I don't get that worked up about a board game. I've never flipped a board game when I was playing it.
Yeah, that flipping is not rage quitting. That's making
the game is literally over then.
Rage quitting is when you get so mad you quit. You just get up and walk away.
I've never done that.
Okay.
I literally haven't.
Good. You have something to look forward to.
Yeah, but I was more talking like a job. I don't know why. I just think it'd be cool to be like, you know what? I'm out. I don't know why.
Audi 5000. Yeah, I don't know. I did that, and then they called me and begged me to come back. So
even like the worst waiting tables job, I never even did that.
You did St. Patrick's Day. You walked out.
Oh, I did. But that wasn't really rage quit because I cried. I had to go back in the office and like sign my drawer out, and then I cried.
Why?
Because I cry when I get it, like in confrontation. It happens. I cry at work all the time.
Shouldn't do that.
Well, it's involuntary.
Involuntary.
It doesn't. There's literally no control over it. So yeah, that's my life.
Well, good. I have no control over my anger. I hate you. I'm gonna kill you now. Blah. Since we're going by the no control rules.
When tears start falling out of your eyes, you can't just say, "Hey, you know what, tear ducts? Stop it."
Yeah.
Next time you're crying, try it.
Okay.
Any girls out there can agree with me.
But anyways, this NASCAR stuff's pretty cool. It's a they don't play the actual NASCAR game from EA Sports, which I'm not even sure if they're the ones still doing it. They don't. It's a different kind of game that was made just for competitions.
Huh.
So, and I believe that Dell does use a steering wheel and a joystick and a shifter and everything. Some of the other people use controllers, whatever. But it's pretty interesting.
I think it'd be cool to try out just to see how well I could do at it or how poorly I could do at it. I was never good at those driving games.
You want
to
sit down for
way overcorrected.
Play a video game for 4+ hours?
Oh, they're doing it like the entire that many laps, yes. Same as a NASCAR race?
That's what I said. It's a simulation.
How boring.
No, people like that stuff.
Ugh.
You think all video games are boring.
Well, though. Yeah.
You think Doom is boring, and that's some of the most fun I've had in months. Dodge the monsters trying to eat me. Chain, I got a double shotgun to the face.
Or like that one video game we played together.
You didn't play, Diablo?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it's fun. For you. I had to carry you everywhere.
No, you didn't. Don't even lie.
Button mashing is very difficult.
Well, it got me to where I needed to be.
Yes, it did. It was fun. It was fine. It's Diablo 3, I think it was. Still have it on the Xbox. But yeah, no, it's the appetite for sports is not being fulfilled right now. We'll just say that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the appetite for life isn't being fulfilled right now.
And what I've noticed here is
sadly,
I was trying to search for stuff, but my keyboard that I have now is way too loud. I was like, man, people are going to hear all these clickety clacks. But I had to get a new keyboard because my keyboard broke. And basically, when you go to Best Buy now, it is a park in a spot and they'll bring your stuff out to you in a mask and stuff. So that was kind of weird. So if you guys are going to Best Buy, which is open, you can do it. You just go online and order it, and then you pull up and they bring it to your car. It's weird.
The world is a weird place now.
They're essential because of home office stuff, because you got to have home office stuff to do your job. And that's why they're essential.
That's true. I was actually kind of surprised that Lowe's and all of that was still open too. But I mean, they have to be in case something breaks in your house. It's got to be essential. But they're like...
fix hospitals. They have to fix hospitals, policemen, all that stuff.
Yeah, they're super busy. People are just going there to go. I mean, I'm sure everybody's doing home improvements now because they're stuck at home and it's like a honey-do list, but...
It's what our best friend and co-host of the show is doing right now. Home improvement. He's kicking butt at it. Rhodey is building.
He can come over here and do
whatever. You do it.
Why?
Quit asking other people to do our homework.
Okay, then honey, you do it.
I don't want to. I will pay somebody. What do you want done?
Ugh.
That's how I operate.
You just told me to stop doing that.
I said to stop telling and asking people to do it for you. You go, hey, Rhodey, here's $500. Do my sidewalk.
No.
That's how it's done.
I wouldn't pay somebody $500.
Then you don't ask people to do it.
Why not?
Because then you sound like Jay. Hey, come over here for a keg party. Let's build my attic while you're here.
If they agree, that's on them, not on me.
No, it's not.
No one's making them do it. It can't hurt to ask. Yes, you're always welcome to say no.
It can absolutely hurt to ask.
No.
Because then your friends don't want to come over to your house anymore.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
That's when you say, don't feel obligated, that's but not if help. You would love to mm-mm. help me, then that would be great.
Nope, you're wrong.
Then they help you. Or they just say, better not.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's life.
Nope. If every time you see somebody, you ask them to do something, eventually they don't want you
well,
to see
obviously
them.
Not every time.
Yep. It needs to be not even it needs to be like a 5-95 split. Means if you see somebody 100 times, 5 times you're allowed to ask them for
that's fine favor. I only need 5 things done, so
that's ridiculous. Just do it yourself. Pay them, say hey, here's $500, let's do it. But yeah, I know we do have some stuff we want to get done, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh no, WWE's laying off wrestlers. How sad.
Yeah, that we watched their like show or whatever with no fans. That was mm-hmm. so awkward.
It is weird.
It was so weird because it just doesn't like it doesn't make any sense when there's no one cheering there. Baseball, football, basketball, whatever. That would make sense to me. They're actually playing a game, but this fake wrestling where they're acting out, beating each other up, makes no sense to me when no one's there cheering it on.
Be careful.
Why?
Because wrestling's not fake.
Yes, it is. They choreograph all of that stuff.
It's all real.
They literally choreograph it.
Nope, all real.
Oh, my God.
All
real. Do you really believe that?
No. But there are a lot of people that do. And you just ruined it for all of them.
Well, sorry.
Can't believe you would do that. No. It's not. It is what it is. But no, But some of the acting looked better without all the people cheering. It's very interesting. It's like, man, they look like they're real actors on a stage. What do you mean, yeah?
I'll agree to disagree.
I could play a clip. I did play a clip. We've already played a clip on here, and people were like, holy crap. I was like, yeah, he sounds like a Shakespearean drama. It was pretty weird. But, yeah. So, apparently, they're laying people off, and they're allowed to wrestle in Florida, so they're not traveling anymore. They're just staying in Florida with no crowd, still filming, putting it out there, I guess.
So odd.
It's craziness. Craziness, I tell you. Anyways, the last bit of Corona stuff that we're going to talk about is the fact that the mayor of LA, which I guess that's the mayor of the city, LA, Los Angeles, has said that he does not see people being in big, large gatherings such as concerts, sporting events, or any of that sort of thing until mid-2021.
Yeah, I read something that said concerts won't be a thing until 2021 as well. I would hate to have, you know, everybody have done all of this and quarantined and stayed home and for the most part and whatever, and then us release it too much, too fast, and then have to start from square one again.
I don't think they can start from square one again. I think once you let this go, it's done.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think you would be able to tell everybody, go back to staying at home.
And I don't think that they'd be able to catch back up either. Like if it spread that fast to where they were thinking we needed to stay home again, I don't think they'd catch back up.
That was never the goal. The goal was just to make sure the hospitals don't get over flooded.
I mean, that makes sense.
Dumb in itself because they don't know how many people are walking around with no symptoms. They've all said it a million times. There are like 50% of people that get this virus have zero symptoms.
But then all the people that do have symptoms from it.
But you don't know.
the hospitals, and the people that just have a common cold that think they have coronavirus flood the hospitals, and then people that actually need it can't get help.
Yep. But that doesn't, you cannot control something that you can't see.
I mean, it's working pretty well so far.
Like over 100,000 people have gotten it, and like it's a lot that have died already.
I know, but it could be a lot worse.
Could not be a lot worse.
You'll never know. I'd exactly. rather not know and assume that it could have gotten worse than take the chance and it have been huge and terrible.
Let me ask you this, though. If, let's say 300,000 people are unable to recapture the life they had before this, so are they technically dead, too?
What do you mean, recapture the life?
They can't get the jobs back that they had. Like, let's say Johnny was a top of his career field at pharmacy, whatever. He can't get that job back. So now he has to go do something else. And he's never able to recapture what he had because of this. Theaters. There are movie theaters that are not going to come back because of this.
Why would he not be able to get his job back?
Because maybe it's not available. There's going to be reasons. There are going to be businesses that close that are unable to reopen. Like, you could have had a restaurant manager who worked his way up to the top at Del Frisco's or something, and they have to close that unit down. Like, hey, we can't do it here anymore. So then he has to go apply everywhere else. And you know how hard that is, especially if you're over 40. It's like, oh, I'm 40 years old trying to get a new job and start at a new place. So he can't or she can't make it. It's done.
I mean, that makes sense, but...
Like I said, there's going to be a lot of people that have been in movie theater business their whole life that might not be able to go back. And it's like, woo! So they're going to have to go find new jobs and new careers.
I mean, I'd rather find a new job than be dead.
The death rate is still under 10%.
Because we all stayed home.
That's not why.
Why then?
Because young people don't die from it. And it's not even old. It's people that don't have... underlying.
But that's the thing. We didn't stay home for the young people. We stayed home for the people that had compromised immune systems and the old people.
I know. And I'm not saying that their lives are worth going back to work. What I'm saying is when you weigh every bit of everything that is going to change from this, I still think it's way too early to be like, we made the right decision. I think it's way too early to make that call. I think, you know, I think in a decade, you'll look back at this and be like, oh, that was a good idea. Or, we still haven't bounced back from that financially or, sociably or whatever. Like, think about how many people are going to be fear-mongered. I was talking to someone about unwrapped straws, and I was trying to think about how many people from this point on will have it in their head that they can never take a straw from a person again. Just stuff like that.
I mean, you really... shouldn't.
Is that the state? Do you want to have wished to have said that?
Why?
I'm just saying, because you used to give straws to people all the time.
I also saw where those straws came from and how dirty that little container was.
Yeah.
And how dirty everybody's hands were. And you squeeze a lemon and you reach in there and then there's lemon juice all over it and lemon
That's not even what I was talking about, though. I'm talking about how people are crazy. And
well, look at it this way.
You're going to give somebody a straw and they're going to beat you up.
Nobody's going to beat anybody up. But maybe we'll go down the road and people will think and be more conscientious about...
So you're saying people...
their germs and what they're doing and how they're handling everything.
So you're saying people aren't going to yell at each other at Walmart and tell them to go back to their country because they brought that stuff over here.
What does that have to do with straws?
That's the fear-mongering. That's the straws of the fear. I'm way too afraid. So you try to give them a straw and they freak out. I don't want to touch that. It's got that virus on it.
I mean, to be honest, in that sense, that's going to be there no matter what.
No. Because it wouldn't have been there if you hadn't brought it the extreme to this level.
It was already there.
No, it wasn't.
With any immigrant, it was there.
Not just immigrants. You go back to the straw situation. People are crazy. People think this is that, you know, they got it in their head that it's a million times worse,
mm-hmm.
a million times worse than it is because of what we're doing. Like, so if I was, I don't even know how to.
But how do you know it's not?
Because the numbers are out there. You can see the numbers. I mean,
but if we hadn't done what we did, then what would the numbers be?
Here you go. 2,056,000 people caught were confirmed with the virus. Only 133,000, 134,000 basically have died. Now, that's not good. But it's not good. It's not good no matter how you look at it. It's not good. It's not good either way. It's not good if it's two people. I'm going to be.
And that's just in the United States. What about a country that didn't do quarantine?
That's worldwide. That's the entire world. That's it. Out of China, the most compact place on earth, and the U.S., also the most compact, New York, they're like on top of each other. L.A.'s on top of each other. That's it. Only 133,000 people have died. In the U.S., 30,000 have died. Well, it's 28,399. We've almost got a million with the virus in the U.S. It still weirds me out that they say it's so spreadable, and it doesn't seem like it's, I don't know. It's weird. Because I would think in China, they walk everywhere. They don't have cars. They're like all over each other. Not intentionally. They're very compact. I mean, I would have thought that, you know, at least 500 million people would have got it there. But,
right.
But I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it. But I do think, like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see where things land. And when you go back and look at what all happened. Like, if AMC Theaters does close because of this, that's like a big... And it's not right. Like, they shouldn't close because of this. That means they're mismanaging their money. But it would just be weird, wouldn't it? Because of the virus and because of the decisions that we made, AMC Theater is wiped off the planet. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, there will be more casualties than just death. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that are going to become homeless or have to go back home with their moms and dads and live with their family because they can't afford to live. We'll see. Maybe if that new stimulus thing that you sent me passes, what'd you say? It was like $2,000 a month?
Yeah, that would be awesome. It said that the House, I believe the House Democrats were suggesting a bill or something that would pay out for the next couple of months or until this is over, $2,000 to any adult over the age of 16. And for children, it's $500. So if you have a kid, it'd be $500 for the kid and $2,000 for you a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Connor needs $500 a month. We'll take him to take him to the candy store.
And diapers, yeah.
Yeah, I think. But no, I mean, for the record, I 100% agree with you. They did the right thing, but I can't, like I said, I can't call anything a victory yet. And I will be very interested to see the outcome of everything. Like, that 6 million people not having jobs right now makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah, that was another point of that whole bill, was that it would go on until the unemployment rate dropped to below what it was at the beginning of the coronavirus.
Whew.
Which would make sense. I mean,
so 4.4% of the U.S. population does not have a job right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's in the... what? So it's 4% of 328.2 million.
Well, and think about... I would bet that 2% of that is all of the restaurant employees that are not working anymore.
Well, that it's probably not quite that high because of the to-go and stuff. Like, because then you're basically laying off, what, 60% of your waiting staff, but you're keeping your cooks.
I mean, for to-go, you need your cooks and your one person to take it outside. When we got food from La Playa Maya, it was a cook that brought it out to me.
That's a little different than your commercial place, because this On the Border had a cashier. She could not walk it out there. Someone else had to walk it out there, and they had to have somebody with their TABC to do the bartending stuff.
And yeah, then, and I mean, you need...
They had someone else too, and the cook, so it was like six people in there.
To work in a restaurant, you have to be TABC certified to be a server or a bartender. When we went to the other place, I didn't go in. It was curbside.
Right.
But the same guy, it took a little bit because the same guy was the one running everything out. And so who knows, maybe there was somebody inside making drinks, somebody cooking, and that guy, but
it's going to be the smaller, you
I would
are,
say
the more.
Five people max. Like, it's not going to be.
And I'm just, all I was saying was you're laying off 60, 70%, not 100%, but some places closed completely. Payway shut them all down.
Did
like,
they really?
Yeah, I was like, why? People love Payway to go.
I would have definitely got Payway to go.
Guys are nuts. Yeah, and I found out that a couple other places closed that I didn't expect, or some places closed one or two buildings and left the rest of them open. It's like, okay. But it's been a very, very interesting approach, looking at everybody's approaches to everything. Like I said, the theater thing is stuck in my head forever. It's so dumbfounding to think that the movies might not bounce back. That's so weird.
I mean, the whole theater experience is a cool experience, and going and watching it on the big screen and all of that and whatever. But if they continued to release the movies early like they've been doing with some of them, I can see people not going to the movies.
Yeah, I don't know how much. It would be interesting to see how much money they're making off of those releases.
Yeah.
If it's anywhere close, you know, Marvel $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder.
I guess it probably is a lot easier to rip off that way if you have it just on your home screen, but.
Yeah, it's easier to torrent and put on the internet. Blockbuster.
Right.
But either way, scary. Like I said, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And, you know, like you said, that the country might open back up in May.
Yeah.
We'll see. And I don't even know. As I said, I wouldn't make a judgment on any of this because I don't know, but I'd like to.
It is interesting because I've seen some things that say Donald Trump said that some states may open by May 1st, but then I've also read a bunch of states have closed their schools for the rest of the school year, which goes through the end of May in most places. Well, and
that goes back to the little fear-mongering thing. Like, there's going to be a crap ton of parents, a crap ton, that when they say it's okay for you to go back and there's still sick people in the hospital, they're not going to send their kids back because they're going to be scared.
I think I'm trying to say this in a politically correct way.
Challenge
in
your mom.
Certain places that will happen.
Yep.
In other less fortunate places, it won't. I think they'll send them back because they have to. They have nowhere else to put them.
Quite a lot of people that live on government assistance and make it just fine somehow.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like those people that are struggling and still working and whatever and don't have childcare, they're going to send their kids to school because they get free meals and.
I don't know, you under the mom versus death thing, because everybody thinks that they're going to get this thing and die. I'm just saying, like, even if it's 10% of 5% of students all over don't go back to school, that's a huge, that's a huge dent. Like, what is the number you're supposed to have?
I don't really know.
95% or something, and they have to attend for 85% of the year.
Most of the places have already gotten waivers for all of that.
Yeah. So. I mean, we're leaning into next year.
Yeah, I've also heard that some places are thinking about, depending on how long this, you know, shelter in place goes on, it will cut into the beginning of next school year.
Yeah. And I would bring up the thing, like, I'd like to ask our listeners or anybody out there that, you know, when it's released, are you going to go sit down next to a stranger at a bar? Are you going to sit there and have triple, double thoughts about it? And there's going to be a lot of people that won't do it.
Yeah. I have seen a couple of people talking about how they like watch TV shows or movies or whatever right now, and they see people in the movies not social distancing, and they kind of like double think about it because it's been drilled into our heads so much lately that you should stay this far apart from people and whatever. And it's funny how quickly people's perspectives change on things.
Yep.
And it will. I agree. It'll be interesting to see how fast people go back to their normal lives.
Yeah.
And how many people
don't
will stay the same, stay how we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it'll
only be, time will tell.
It will be interesting. And like, hopefully, like you said, TABC and everybody, they stay what they should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of upset people if they try to backtrack and say, no more to-go stuff.
Yeah, no, though I don't think the restaurants will stop doing it. The restaurants won't stop doing it until they're able to get their menus back. Like, yes, a lot of people won't understand, but your favorite place has had to do away with some of their products.
Yeah, they're
And it's going to take them months. It'll take them a month to get back to where they were. And even then, they might not be where they were because they won't have the volume to order their meats in the way they used to. Right. They have to build that volume back up. And once they have that back up, then they can reopen and have the full menu again. That's going to be weird, too. Like, hey, we're back open, but we only have half of our menu.
I can't even imagine that. Like, how many people are going to come out and be so excited to go to the restaurant and then have to be that server that says, actually, nope. And there's going to have to be some leeway time between when the state opens back up and when restaurants open back up, because they're going to have to rehire all of their staff, make sure that they're trained, because who knows, the same people may not come back to the restaurant. It may be all new servers. And if so, you need to train them on all your biz, and that takes a while.
Yep.
And so it's going to be kind of a cluster with how all that works.
Yeah, it's a reboot for sure. It's like starting over.
And there's going to be so many people that are angry and upset about it because they just, you know, are angry at the world. But
yep, that's what I was saying. And that goes back to the people snapping about a straw.
Yeah.
Getting mad, because people do that all the time. They get mad over nothing and fight and pull guns out on each other. And
the Karens of the world.
Yeah.
That is. Or Carol, like, Baskins of the world, I guess.
In Vermont, like the Targets on Walmart, we talked about this last week. They're not allowed to sell you things that are not essential. And people rioted.
Okay, I did see a picture of like a, I don't know, display with seeds or whatever. And apparently those were deemed non-essential, which makes no sense to me. But it had it blocked off and said that Walmart was not allowed to sell them because it was deemed a non-essential good, which in that sense, like, what?
Control freaks right there. That's some over control.
Yeah. Like, why can't I buy that? Why would you?
If Best Buy can be open, Walmart can sell some seeds.
Yeah.
Calm down, folks. Boy, we have spent way too long talking about coronavirus. But we really have nothing else to talk about right now. So we can wrap up with what we watched this weekend. We definitely watched The Invisible Man.
That was a pretty good movie. I didn't have high hopes for it. I mean, I thought it was just going to be like an okay movie. I don't really care for that actress, which is odd because I love Handmaid's Tale. And there's something else she's in that I really like. For some reason, something about her rubs me wrong. I just don't care for her. But she did a great job. And I did not expect the ending, which is nice. Because most of the time, halfway through the movie, you're like, oh, this is going to happen. And that kind of sucks. But especially in like horror thriller movies like that, they're very predictable. This one, I will say, was not. It was good. It was very suspenseful and pretty cool. So...
Yep.
I want that house.
The lady you're referring to is Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
I
don't like her.
I can't have a house that big because I sure wouldn't clean it.
Well, if we had a house that big, you'd definitely have a maid.
You wouldn't pay a maid. I would have a harder time. Even if I was a millionaire, I'd have a hard time writing a maid a check for $1,000 a month.
If I lived in a mansion, you can guarantee I'm going to have a maid.
Yep, and you pay her $1,000 a month that you're just pissing away for no reason.
I don't even care. For no reason, for you get to clean the whole everything reason.
No.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a job that you can do yourself and you're giving away so much money like that, because that's how much it would cost to do it, it wouldn't be something like a one-time thing.
I mean...
I can handle a one-time thing. Like I said, I even have a hard time paying the lawn people. I'm like, I need to get a mower and just do this myself.
Guess we should never go out to eat again, because... we can cook ourselves.
That's not...
it's the same thing.
No, because you don't have to live in that house. You can live in a small, normal house and clean it yourself.
But if you're a millionaire, why would you not?
Because then you can do other stuff with your money, like travel and buy a private jet and fly off and do all kinds of... I'd go to Italy for a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason why I have a small house, so if it gets robbed, I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
If that house got robbed, you'd never know where the robbers are. They're probably hidden somewhere in there. Plus, those big glass windows were kind of creepy. I'd be afraid people were spying on me.
Yeah, that's one thing. I always think that I really would love those during the day and everything. But at night, that would be so creepy. Like, I can't
do anything.
Even imagine it. I always see in shows those old houses that have, like, the huge plate, not plate glass, but, like, those old doors at the front that have those huge windows in them. And I always think they're so cool and beautiful or whatever, but then... can you imagine walking by that at night and just seeing someone standing there or something? I'd have a heart attack.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Or someone might shine a laser pointer on you and threaten you to give them a million, to give their kid $9 million or the hitman will get you. That can happen too.
Yeah. That's from
Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And that was because of those big glass windows.
Yeah.
Because they were a rich house too.
Yeah. And I mean, the house we live in now, I really liked all the windows when I saw the show home or whatever. And I keep the blinds closed every day. It's too bright if not, like.
Yep.
I'm trying to watch TV and it puts a glare. No. Yep. I'm a recluse. I like the dark.
And you got to clean all the windows.
Yeah.
Or hire the window service in Weatherford that is so awesome.
Yes.
But no, I think it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Also didn't realize that it was completely based on the Invisible Man book from, I think it's H.G. Wells, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the old classic book, The Invisible Man. And then I was laughing just because the character's name was the same, and I thought I recognized it, and then I did. Like, I didn't, oh, I know that character, but I was like, that name's familiar. And then it turns out that it's the same name as the dude in the thing, so it was pretty cool.
Did you read that book?
A long time ago. Like I showed you, I read all those classic children's books. They were sort of teenage. They were all the classics rewritten for like a 16 to 18 age
young
range.
Young adult books, yep. YAs.
Read a ton of them. Huh. All the classics. Three Musketeers, Count of Monte Cristo. All
I've
of them.
I've never
all
read
Oliver
any
Twist.
Of those.
The Invisible Man. It's a bunch of them. Three Musketeers is H.G. Wells, I think. I'm going to be upset by not Charles Dickens is A Tale of Two Cities. That's why I always knew. A Tale of Two Cities starts out with, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Also, Moby Dick, Call Me Ishmael. That's how that one starts out. So, I've read that one a few times too. But like I said, I'm not giving myself credit for reading the 3,000-page version of these books. I think Oliver Twist is like 900 pages, I think.
Oh, yeah, because they're like shorter. Not shorter, but...
A little bit, yeah. They're definitely shorter. They're cleaned
down.
Up for, yeah. They didn't go into as much detail as some of the older writers who had a lot of free time. Because what else did you do back then? I guess you like made sure you had your vegetables and your animals to eat and wrote a book. Because what else? You didn't really have anything else to do. You didn't All have right. TV to watch, or you didn't have to drive an hour to work and work a 40-hour-a-week job. You just had to make sure you had food and water.
Life was simple.
A little bit. I mean, you had to worry about a lot of diseases. Because if you had a fever, you're probably going to die. It's like, oh, yep, he's going to die.
Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting to see, like, would you go back to those simpler times where you didn't have to, you know, whatever, drive an hour to work and work a 40-hour week, not have TV and a phone in your hand all the time and all those distractions and, you know, when kids played outside and the world was safer and all of that stuff. Would you take all of that? But along with it, you had to give up all of the medical advances we have made?
Probably not.
You know?
Because, like, back then you got a headache, it was going to hurt all day. And you wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't. Like, imagine tearing your ACL back then.
Yeah.
You end up with a limp the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But no one can fix it.
In the same sense, like, if we didn't have all of these things, like TV and working 40 hours and all of that stuff, we wouldn't have made these advances that we've made. And so they kind of go hand in hand. You have to, can't do one without the other, you know?
Yep.
TV we could do without, yes, but it'd be super boring. But, you know.
God, we got to hang out with each other.
Oh, gross.
Sit down and talk for an hour in a microphone. But yeah, we got nothing coming up too exciting to watch or do. More quarantining. No, the Trolls movie came out, but I don't think we're going to watch that right away, maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
No other movies. Sonic, did we talk about Sonic?
I
don't know if we did or not. It was good, folks. I expected.
It was pretty good.
Garbage and loved it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I actually really liked it. I kind of want to watch it again. Not now, but I'd watch it again. It was pretty good. Jim Carrey killed it. Got funny Jim Carrey back for an hour and a half. Which was weird because when I watched the trailer, I was like, this is going to be terrible. I'm not going to like it. And I liked everything about it.
Yeah, I think you liked it more than I did, but you really like Jim Carrey.
Why do you not like Jim Carrey?
I don't really like that type of comedy.
What type is that?
That whole crazy, weird, I don't know how to explain it, Jim Carrey.
Name someone else that does that.
There's not very many.
Yeah. Did you
mostly
like...
Mostly Jim Carrey.
You liked The Mask, didn't you?
No.
Why?
Because of that reason.
No.
Yes.
Nope, you're a fail.
I don't think you can tell me why I didn't like something. No, it's just... I mean, I don't not like him, but I just don't prefer him. That whole... he's just too much for me. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense to me.
Nope.
Okay.
He's too much. So you don't like physical comedy then. That means you shouldn't like Chris Farley either because he's very similar.
I honestly haven't seen that many things with Chris Farley in it.
Over the top. Will Ferrell kind of gets over the top a little bit.
To a point, but he's not very physical about it. But at the same time, I like that girl that's pretty physical. I don't know. Yep. I just don't really care for Jim Carrey. I don't hate him.
Actually, Schmidt and then that other crazy guy, would be more Jim Carrey-esque, repeating their line, like getting all accent-y and swinging his head around like he does when he's like, I told you that I was going to do that.
Oh, great. Now I'm not going to like him.
Yep. It's similar. It's a similar style-ish, but Jim Carrey gets really, really silly, but that's why I like him.
Yeah.
Because he's a giant kid when he wants to be. He hasn't done it since Ace Ventura. I feel like this was the first time he'd done it in forever. Because he doesn't do it in The Cable Guy or any of his serious roles that he played in. He tried to abandon that style. And then, boom, Sonic, he's back. It was weird. Like I said, it was weird because I did not want to like that movie. I had no desire to watch. I was like, this is going to be stupid. I don't want to watch Cyclops interact with a fake CGI Sonic.
I forgot that guy was Cyclops.
But turned out to be all right. I was like, damn, now I'm ready for the sequel. And that stinger at the end, dang.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Dang. And there was also some Easter eggs that mentioned Knuckles, which is kind of cool. And I didn't even really love the Sonic games on Sega. They were fine, don't get me wrong, but I did not love them. They're really hard.
I used to play one of those games on the computer.
Sonic.
While I was at work.
But yeah, Sonic. We've watched a couple other things. Nothing too excited about, but Rick and Morty's coming back May 3rd. We'll have something to talk about again. We break down some Rick and Morty for you folks. But this has been fun. Another good episode of Casually Serious.
Yeah.
Not so lit anymore.
Sorry, guys.
Casually Serious. Listen to our takes on serious life stuff. Yep, but no, thanks. Keep downloading the show. We appreciate the people that are still listening. It's weird because I can see our listens have dropped because you people aren't driving to work anymore. And those of you that are listening, do us a favor. Just share a link. Let's get some more people involved.
Yep.
Sucks. And I understand why. Like I said, I bet when this thing releases up, we'll have an explosion again. Maybe people will get into our back catalog. Or there's probably a lot of people that think we stopped because they're like, yeah, those guys stopped because everything else stopped. But we appreciate you guys for sticking around. And we will speak with you next week. Thanks.